Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Doug Reichle of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative Reichle, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's budget season and everyone's thinking about money right now. Two bills currently before the House have to do with taxes and the pension system. I understand they'll both be coming up for a vote next week.
This coming week looks to be a week of great debate and controversy in the state House as we undertake consideration of legislation to increase taxes and also to address public employee pensions in Pennsylvania. Let me talk about the tax bill first. House Democrats have pushed a bill out onto the House floor, which would raise two different taxes and also impose a new program on retailers, which will be to their detriment. The first tax increase would be on tobacco products. Right now, the legislation contemplates a 10-cent per pack increase in the cigarette tax, plus a new tax on smokeless tobacco products such as chew and snuff, as well as cigars. Now, this is going to be a problem in the Berks County area because we do have a number of people who are employed in the tobacco industry and in the cigar distribution industry whose jobs could very well end if this tax goes through. Right now, Pennsylvania is one of the few states that does not impose an excise tax on cigars, the other primary one being Florida. And we have cigar distributors in Pennsylvania who have said that it's just as easy for them to pull out and go to Florida rather than having to deal with this huge tax. So we're very concerned that an economy which still is suffering record levels of unemployment, that the state would be taking action which is going to contribute to that by imposing this new tax on cigars. We're also concerned about a second element of this tax bill, which is going to impose the nation's highest excise tax rate or extraction tax on natural gas development. Pennsylvania has been blessed with a new natural gas deposit in an area called the Marcellus Shale. That's an area that runs roughly from the northeast corner of the state down to the southwest and potentially could hold the largest deposit of natural gas in North America. But it is difficult to get to that gas. You need to pump water down about 6,000 feet in order to break open the shale and extract the gas. Therefore, the natural gas industry is very interested in coming into Pennsylvania, wants to take advantage of this resource, especially in light of everything going on right now in the Gulf of Mexico with that very tragic and unfortunate oil spill down there. Natural gas is being looked at as sort of a new, safer energy alternative. And we're hopeful that we could get this industry going so it can employ literally thousands of people throughout Pennsylvania. But our colleagues on the other side of the aisle and the governor think that the course to take is to put the nation's highest tax of any state on this natural gas. And we think that's a counterproductive action as well. And when we need to be looking and trying to help the economy here in Pennsylvania, this new tax is not going to be the way to go. The third part of this new tax bill is to eliminate the early discount for retailers. Right now, retailers receive a certain percentage of a discount if they turn in their sales tax revenue at an earlier rate. This legislation would seek to end that discount, so there's really nothing to provide as an incentive for retailers to act in a more deliberative fashion to get their taxes collected from customers back into the state. That's going to be the first blockbuster bill. The second one we have to deal with is deals with public employee pensions. And as many of you will recall, this is a situation where starting in 2012, there is going to be a drastic increase in the employer contribution rate to public employee pensions. That means translated to higher taxes at the school district level and at the state level unless we do something to curb that employer contribution rate. And legislation will be on the floor on Tuesday, which will put incremental caps on how much the employer contribution rates could go up. That's a good thing because you avoid what could be literally a 500% increase in that employer contribution rate, meaning substantial increases in property taxes at the school district level. With this curve in the employer contribution rate, we will combine that with a change in benefits. We're looking at reverting back to the benefit structure that existed in 2001 for public school employees and the state employees, which means lower benefit rates and longer periods until retirees can collect their retirement income. I have to emphasize this would only apply to those people who have yet to be hired. It does not impact anyone who is a current retiree or current employee of any school district or of the state government. And that is because the state Supreme Court has told us we can't change benefits for those individuals. So looking ahead, we can try to change the benefits, save taxpayers money, but it's going to be a very controversial piece of legislation thoroughly debated in the coming week.
Representative Reichle, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Doug Reichle.